Fair 2007, San Mateo Fairgrounds. I have found the Sherman family. Now, the Sherman family makes animal bots, plant bots, and art bots. But really, what is that?
Oh, it's all kinds of things. Not only just robotics, but it's art bots. There's different kinds. There's static, static, like our non-moving robots.
Okay. An art bot meaning its sole purpose is artistic value?
Artistic value, okay. Yeah. Yeah, like here.
Okay.
These are simulations of fireflies.
So what have you got going on in here? It looks like a wire with an LED light at the end. Is that right?
Yeah, these look really nice at night. I put them in a window. Drives my neighbors nuts because all these lights coming on and off. And here it's just a collection of different LEDs that are driven by a couple of circuits in there. And they have an artistic value, too.
Oh, yeah, they're very pretty. It's almost like a Christmas tree in a jar. And yeah. Is this just running? Is this battery-powered?
They could be battery-powered, but to keep it running during the display, I have power connected
okay.
to it.
Right.
These are interreactive, too. As you walk by,
You
change the mode. They'll change from flashing to steady and different.
So patterns. Have you built in a motion sensor? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, there's a little sensor right on here that detects the light. And if you make a change in the light level, it'll shift. There's a little computer chip right here.
And you program that little computer chip?
Yeah, these are called pickaxes,
okay.
which are little microprocessors. They're very easy to program, and they originate in the U.K.
So if I wanted to get one, would I have to go online, or can I get one at...
You can go online. There's a couple of people that have them. They're more common over in the U.K.
Yeah.
and Australia and New Zealand.
And they're called, pickaxes?
Pickaxe.
Okay, let's look at some of these things that are going crazy, the motion ones. Is there magnetics?
This would be a kinetic art bot.
Oh, kinetic.
And this one here has magnetic pendulums. The pendulums get activated by a Hall sensor in the middle. So if the pendulum stops, these little coils will turn on and attract the magnets around.
Okay.
Each one of these magnets will repel each other, so they will interreact with each other.
And in theory, they'll just go continuously for eternity, right?
Oh,
until,
yeah.
I guess, the batteries die?
Yeah, I'll keep running.
Okay, and is this one up here, is that doing a similar, if not the same thing?
Similar, too. This has circuitry on here to keep the pendulum going. Otherwise, it will just stop.
Right.
There's a sensor on top which picks up the sound. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but there's a speaker down here. And you can
really?
Hear, like, a drumming sound. These are my little bugs. These are monitoring the light levels, and then they will transmit to the other bugs with an infrared sender, like a remote control on a TV.
Okay.
And they'll tell the other bugs what the light level is, and then they'll beep according to how bright or how dark it is.
Oh, that's very advanced.
Sharing information between each other.
Wow.
And these are using pickaxes, too.
And when you say judging the light level, you mean judging the light level even in the room, not the light level that the other bugs are emitting.
If I change the light level, then the other ones will start beeping at a higher frequency.
Very cool.
It's a little hard to hear with all the noise here.
It is a little chaotic here at Maker Faire 2007. And lastly, what's this one here?
Okay, these are a collection of different circuits. This is a little pattern generator. This one, this is a field sensor. Detects electrostatic field.
Get out of here! So if I, like, rub my hands real fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put a static charge on that.
And the charge makes the light go.
Right.
Oh, we're going to have to get that. That's amazing.
Now this one here.
You're a very creative man, you Sherman family.
Well, we've been doing this for years.
Fun.
These are LEDs, but LEDs can also be used as a light sensor.
Okay.
So what I do, I monitor that as a light sensor, and I can turn the LED off by just shining a light on it.
Oh, wow.
So kind of a dual purpose.
Very fascinating. I love it. I think it's great. And if people want to go home, what is your website? Wow, it's a long one. We're just going to put it up in text, but you can go ahead and recite it.
Okay, well, it's home.comcast.net. Actually, the easiest way to get to it, easiest way, just go to Google. And put down Sherman Robots.
Sherman Robots.
Just put that down.
You too can be the proud owner of an animal bot, an art bot, or a plant bot. I suggest you go ahead and pick one up. Good times. Thank you.
Okay.